Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tim McGraw wore some crazy-looking pants over the weekend with fringes on them.
Yes.
Down the legs, and the internet lost its damn mind, and Tim McGraw addressed it.
I have to admit, I got some strange comments on the pants that I wore last Saturday night. So I decided to just screw it, double down. Doing this for 35 years, I don't give a good damn what anybody thinks. That's how my mama taught me.
I have a few thoughts on this, by the way. First of all, when I hear Tim McGraw talk about the pants he was wearing after seeing the pants, is, man, I wish I had that kind of confidence in myself.
Yes.
I would love to be able to wear whatever the hell I wanted to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you have to look like Tim McGraw, too. You have to have the upper body to pull off the lower body. Sorry.
Younger Tim McGraw, when he first started, that would have looked ridiculous on him. Tim McGraw today...
Come on, man. We are allowed to evolve and grow and be influenced by the women we live with and the men surrounded by women. I know a little bit about that. I don't understand the mindset of people. Like, okay, let's just say, look, would I wear Tim McGraw, the pants that he wore, brown leather suede looking things?
They're with leather pants, super tight with fringe down the side.
I mean,
super tight.
Listen, if I'm walking around Ralph's and you see me in aisle two picking up some soup and I'm wearing those pants, maybe you're like, all right. But he's a performer.
Yes.
Obviously, they're going to wear rock star clothes on stage.
Yes.
Second of all, I would ask people that judge, like, what is he wearing? And I get it. You know, I was raised by an Italian dad. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I got what is he wearing every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would advise a different take. I would advise, man, I wonder if I could ever pull that off.
Yeah. Put your mindset in a different direction.
I mean, I like that. Wouldn't it be cool to be able to be so confident and so successful and so set? Wouldn't it be just great to be in a space where you can just put on a pair of brown suede pants with some fringy things hanging from them and not give a, as Tim said, a good damn what anybody thinks? I don't know. I kind of admire it in a weird way.
I
couldn't pull it off.
I like it when people have fun with the comments. They're just making comments to have fun. They're not making fun.
Right.
That's always entertaining. But yeah, to be like, ugh, okay, well then whatever. But you're right. I love that thought process, John. Turn it around on yourself. Gosh, I wish I had the confidence to look. I wish I had the confidence to not get dressed and go, oh, I hate that. I don't like the way that looks. And I change four times.
When
you know, I changed twice yesterday before I ended up at Low Cash because when I first put it on, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Well,
it's
for what
like,
it's
stop.
Worth, for what it's worth, you looked marvelous last night
well,
at Low
you.
Cash. Again, when you're judging people's clothes, are you really saying, what are they wearing? Or inside is your inner insecure person saying, man, I wish I can pull that off.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to do that. 833-287-1037. Guns N' Roses is coming to Snapdragon next year, and they're bringing the Black Crowes with them. I mean, for a lot of us, this is the soundtrack of our younger lives. Let's get you there by playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You know the cool thing about when I went to go see AC/DC was seeing so many parents with their younger kids all jamming together. Maybe that's what this is. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Guys, I'm not sure I'm with the right woman. I hate to say that. I'm in love with Sam. Everything's going well. But something happened actually during our St. Jude Radiothon break last Friday that's making me question my motives.
Oh, no.
So during our break time, I chose to walk to keep my energy going. If not, I would have been dragging even worse than I already was. And on the second day, Friday, Sam came out with Roger, our puppy. So we started walking the dog and just having a nice walk, talking about the radiothon and how we thought things were going to work and what we were going to do. This regular chit-chat. And all of a sudden, she looks at me and goes, "Don't look down." Well, what am I going to do when someone says, "Don't look down"? I look down in the gutter near our building, and there is a gigantic dead rat.
Oh, God, gross.
Oh, I know. I mean, I would like to say I didn't shriek and almost jump into her arms. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and go with that. I did not shriek. And almost jump into her
imitate
arms.
Imitate that shriek, producer Jessica. Can you imagine what that was like when he saw that rat?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. I didn't have a high pitched noise that would make dogs come running. But
Roger like cowers in the corner.
I think I said, no, Roger's like, man, whatever. Yeah. Pansy. I was like, get the bleep. But mostly I was like, why would you tell me not to look down when you knew I would look down? Do you know what she said? No, let me put it a different way. Do you know what her response was?
We love Sam. Great job, Sam.
Yeah, she's not afraid of it. It was dead. What's it going to do to you?
I had a follow-up question. Why would you do that? Oh, God, you should have seen the thing. I mean, bloated and looking at me like, yeah, I'm still here somewhere. Parts of it inside were moving. I can't
oh,
even
stop oh, talking.
Making this all
it
up.
Was evil.
It was a little,
venom,
probably very tiny
was,
little.
It was not little.
A large mouse.
It was about the size of one of those little smart cars.
Where do you think these things live? It was in a gutter in a street.
The biggest fear you have. All of a sudden, right there in your face, you'd be like, oh, look at that. That's neat.
Okay.
Huh?
Mr. Exaggerator.
How am I exaggerating in the least?
Because you said it was the size of a smart car.
Okay, well, that. Okay, small exaggerator. Okay, like a Vespa. The point is that there's nothing I'm not proud of this. I'm not like, woohoo, I know I'm a man. I'm afraid of rats. I am afraid of rats.
And a story.
I can't explain the fear. It's just the way it is. So imagine the thing that you fear the most. All of a sudden, Kurt says, don't look down. You look down and there it is. That wouldn't freak the crap out of you?
I guess it would. I love it.
Nice girlfriend I've hooked up with, huh?
Don't rip on her. I think it was awesome.
I know you do. Everybody does. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tim's out in Golden Hill. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning, John.
Do me a favor, brother. Would you kick Tammy out of the studio?
Hey, Tammy, can I have you leave the studio?
You bet, honey. Good luck.
Tim, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
I'll do my best.
That's all we can ask you, buddy. Morgan Wallen said his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. Who is the star of Elf?
Oh, that's an easy one. Will Ferrell.
Okay, they get harder, pal. Let's not start judging here. The Friends cast signed some artwork to benefit the Matthew Perry Foundation. Which friend was Matthew Perry?
Steve. I don't have a clue.
Happy birthday to Don Johnson. He played Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice. He also starred in Nash Bridges. His daughter Dakota Johnson stars in the movies based on the steamy novel series of the same name. What are they?
You're definitely right. It does get harder. I don't have a clue.
Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Did The Simpsons start in 1989, 1990, or 1991?
I would say 1989.
And finally, a list of facts about Home Alone includes this Oscar-winning actor who played Harry, one half of the Wet Bandits, actually biting Macaulay Culkin's finger during a scene and leaving a scar. Who played Harry the Wet Bandit?
Oh, I love those movies. I used to watch them as a kid. Harry Lime?
Let's get Tammy back in. All right, Tim, what you got going on today, man?
I am sitting in front of work. So I got work at Amazon. Been very busy lately.
I was going to say.
I bet you're super busy.
Yeah. Are you working in-house or are you a driver?
I work in-house. I definitely would not drive.
Question for you. Who differentiates who gets the cool-looking Amazon van and who gets kind of the seedy-looking white van that just, you know, with the yellow
rental.
The yellow vest on?
So a lot of them are our third party, believe it or not.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. There's third party delivery drivers. So it depends on the company, I guess, you work for.
I don't mean to judge, but I the Amazon truck, I'm fine with. When the weird looking van pulls up, I just don't know what to make of it.
It's somebody else's like side business.
Gotcha.
Probably.
Well, everyone is deserves.
Don't go in there if it says candy on the side.
But candy's so good. Tim did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen said his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. Who is the star of Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Tim took a time to tell me how easy that question was and got it right, 1-1. The Friends cast signed some artwork to benefit the Matthew Perry Foundation. Which friend was Matthew Perry?
He was Chandler.
Could you be any more correct? 2-1. Tim went with Steve. Happy birthday, John, Don Johnson. He played Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice, also starred on Nash Bridges. His daughter, Dakota Johnson, stars in the movies based on the steamy novel series of the same name. What are they?
50 Shades of Grey.
Remember when we were in town in L.A. for a morning show conference and we were sitting right next to Don Johnson at a restaurant?
He was having a business meeting. It was pretty cool.
Tim, I got to tell you, he holds up pretty well. Yeah. At least he did then.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Still hot.
I know. Tammy was gawking. I was
so
eating.
Were you.
I kind of was. It's Don Johnson, for God's sake. All right, 3-1, Tammy. Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Did The Simpsons start in 1989, 1990, or 1991?
Well, let's see. 89
is right. It's absolutely unbelievable how long that show has been on the air. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a list of facts about Home Alone includes this Oscar-winning actor who played Harry, one half of the Wet Bandits, actually biting Macaulay Culkin's finger during a scene and leaving a scar. Who is this actor?
Joe Pesci.
I watched a wonderful documentary about the making of that movie, and they said the hardest thing for Joe Pesci. What do you think the hardest thing for Joe Pesci to do in that movie was?
I don't know.
Not swear.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Today, a score of 5-2, Tammy. Sorry, Tim. No money from Tam today. But we have a great prize for you, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to Guns N' Roses, and they're bringing the Black Crowes with them. Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd.
Let's go. Yay. Thank you.
Tim, thank you, man. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Tim in Golden Hill, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was an intimate evening last night with Chris and Preston, our good friends in Low Cash, who I don't even want to talk about how long we've known them because it kind of depresses me. At the same time, we're so thankful for our friendship with those two guys. Nobody knows how hard they've worked and the ups and downs of their career than Tam and I do, because we've been through it with them the entire time.
Yeah, we knew them since the beginning. And last night when they played our St. Jude Partner in Hope VIP show, we got a chance to chat with them backstage for a little bit. And we introduced them to some St. Jude parents who shared their story. And before they went out, Chris decided to share a story with us on how St. Jude will forever be a part of his life because of something really incredibly life-changing happened to him that involves St. Jude.
We went to the hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. My dad flew into town to Nashville, and I told him, hey, we really got to go to St. Jude. And he's like, I love St. Jude, because I remember he would donate every year. And I was like, I got to go, but I'll be back. So we come down, we did a little show, but we end up staying in the hospital talking to this little kid called named Connor. and Connor had stage 4. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was bad. We were talking to Connor. We had a really good conversation, and everybody else was going around to do the more of the stuff in the hospital. I ended up talking to Connor and his dad for the longest time. Connor was smiling finally at the end of the day. I go home and my dad died. I went to dinner with him and he died right in front of me. So I went through some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, thank God for my wife, you know, understanding me. But I was just devastated. And I said, please don't let anybody give any flowers. I said, everything goes to St. Jude. 4 years down the road, it was just a rough time. And we're in Louisiana and on stage and we're singing, we're just cranking stuff up. And we usually bring, you know, some people up on stage. And so we brought this guy and we brought this girl up and they come up and they sing. We go back off and then we go to sign merch. And I see Connor's dad. And I see him and I just immediately just hug him. And he's sitting there telling me the story, like, you know, I heard your dad died that day you met Connor, and I heard that's where the money went, St. Jude. I was like, oh my God, man. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say how's Connor. I just wanted to make sure Connor was going to make it and he would say okay. He's like, he's the kid you brought on stage.
You know, you said life-changing, Tammy. I think it was also spiritual building.
I mean,
it was definitely a cathartic moment for Chris. And the fact that he just opened up to, let's be honest, strangers about that. Mm-hmm. It was a very personal story.
It was.
It just goes to show the quality of these guys. And I worked in rock a long time before I finally met Tammy and my career started doing something. I don't mean to overgeneralize, but in my experiences with rock, you never saw that. Mm-hmm. You never saw it.
No, country musicians, for the most part, they're just real and it's really quite incredible. However, what you didn't hear in that interview
is what
I'm calling the Altoid incident.
Such a nice moment right now that you're spewing blasphemy all over.
No, we need to experience the Altoid moment, and we'll do that at 7:50.
Would it shock anybody that John made that beautiful story awkward, literally in the middle of that beautiful story? That's at 7:50. Oh, man. I promise we love Low Cash for more reasons than just the fact they call us out on stage.
They were so fantastic last night with the St. Jude VIP concert. It was such a great night, not only fun, and people who were there felt so special. Preston and Chris did such a great job of making everyone feel like they were the only ones they were singing to. But when we were backstage getting this really deep personal story from Chris of Low Cash,
you're such
about a little boy who had stage 4 cancer, and then Chris's dad had passed away, and he ended up meeting that kid later who was strong and healthy. I'm recording this interview on my phone, and I have the phone in front of mine and John's mouth and Chris's mouth. And as Chris is telling the story about the kid losing his hair and how sick he was, all of a sudden John whips out his Altoid tin and starts making this noise.
No hair. He shaved his head then. I still shave my head. And
he was just making noise.
What are you doing? Are you the penguin? Are you the penguin in that movie that just eats the Cheetos? This is getting intense.
All right, okay. All right, we're good now.
That's okay.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing right next to the phone?
Take some crunchy chips for the story.
That was a commercial sponsored by Altoids. Altoids are here.
Anybody else by the way?
No, okay. Leave it in your pocket.
All right.
I was looking at you like, what are you doing?
You said so. If I was a lawyer, I would have objected to everything that you just said. I just wanted to put an Altoid in. We were all very close in proximity. I wanted to make sure I wasn't making anybody uncomfortable. I had an Altoid. Big deal. It took 1 second. It never had to come up.
Mm-hmm. And I gave you the look, and you just stared at me. Chris gave the look, okay. And so that's why I did what I did.
This just did. I'm a massive tool. We're just learning that now. At least my breath smelled good.
So it was funny.
Let me tell you, it was funny,
and it will forever be the Altoid incident.
This was before he dropped the bomb that his dad died.
He was talking about the kid who had no hair.
God, I know. How do you work with me? So let's stop down and be serious for 1 second. Chris and Preston, we've known for such a long time. Those guys let us know behind the scenes that this was like their 200th plus show of the year, which means all that time away from their home, away from their family, away from their own bed, they were exhausted, and they were supposed to be going home until Saquon gave him a call and said, hey, man, we want to do this special VIP Partners in Hope show. John and Tammy want to be a part of it. Would you come and do this show? And they did, because they love St. Jude that much. And Tammy mentioned so many people had such a great time because they made them have a good time.
Yes.
There was a small crowd there, and they didn't care. They made everybody feel as if they were the only person in the room. And I'll say this. I don't think, nothing against today's acts, but I don't think a newer act today would have been that way. These guys have been together so long. They are so aware of every fan, literally, that they've gotten in their low cash crowd, that they've basically recruited one fan at a time. They're aware of that. Mm-hmm. And they're thankful for that.
And that's why they don't take fans lightly. Every fan is just as important as the other one, which is great.
Numerous number one songs. They own their own label now, and yet they still have that we need to work for our supper mentality. Mm-hmm. And I admire that, and I love them for that. And everybody at that show last night felt that they were personally touched, not that way, you know what I mean,
yeah,
by Low Cash. I'm a fan.
Last night, not only did they play their own hit songs, they had some fun with covers, and they also played some Christmas music, which was really fun, especially their new Christmas song that they wrote called Snow Angel. And we told them that we would play it this morning. Here's Snow Angel from Low Cash. Merry Christmas with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Over the weekend, we always get together as a show on the phone and talk about what we want to bring up, things that we've done over the weekend, things that are going on in our life. And something caught my attention from producer Jessica. And that was you mentioning something about Christmas cookies and that it may change this year. Producer Jessica has traditionally made tons of different kinds of cookies and brought them in for everyone. What's going on?
I'm only making two kinds this year. Not everybody's going to get them, if I even get to that. But I am going to replace it with something a lot easier. I'm making a new snack mix thing that's just easier for me. I just don't have the time. I don't have the time, and I apologize.
John, Jess, you just plug yours. Someone who normally makes some of the best Christmas cookies.
Right, I know.
Have,
no, right? I don't even know what to
and
say to this
says,
whole thing.
And she says, hey, would you like some of my Christmas cookies, or would you like a snack mix?
Yeah.
Which one is the one that you want to have to be a part of?
Obviously, look at my face. It's sadness. It's disappointment. It's wondering what I did wrong. It's obvious. The answer is Christmas cookies.
Listen,
I can go to Vons. I can go to Vons right now and buy a bag of Chex snack mix. Yay!
Excuse me. This is a new snack mix, and it's a churro snack mix.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. Snack mix does not a Christmas cookie make,
no.
Producer
wow.
Jessica.
I didn't know on my Christmas list. I asked for disappointment. And
look at that. You got it already.
And neglect.
Wow.
I know.
So dramatic.
Well, okay.
Listen, Christmas cookie? Snack
yes.
mix.
No.
Hey, by the way, have they ever written a song about snack mix?
No.
No.
Oh,
but you know what they
I wish I had my snack mix.
No.
Jessica said no.
No
one ever.
No. But there are Christmas cookie songs, Jess.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Sneak peek down the hall. I've got to check now. I don't recall the milk and cookies.
All right. Well, then go ahead. Why don't you guys come and find the time for me? You want to go take care of Walt for a little bit so I can make your cookies?
What kind of cookies are you going to make? And I might say yes.
Oh, you know what? I also found something else on my Christmas list. Excuses.
Oh.
I don't remember asking for that either. I know what I did ask for, Christmas cookies.
The judgment and the shame I'm getting this morning.
Yeah, but that's what you asked for on your Christmas list. I'm providing.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
To Escondido we go. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Oh, Tammy, I'm so sorry, but would you please leave the studio?
Yes.
Mary, it sounds like you're about to start crying. She'll come right back.
Okay.
It's not like she's going to study abroad. She'll be back in 2 minutes. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. Mary, we'll get you $100, okay?
Okay.
Remember, all ties go to Tammy. Here we go. Morgan Wallen said his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In Elf, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
North Pole.
Indiana's Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday. What sport gives out the Heisman Trophy?
College football.
Vogue's Best Dressed of 2025 lists include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Timothy Chalamet, and Pope Leo. What U.S. city is Pope Leo from?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to say Boise, Idaho. I don't know.
Well, at least you're guessing. Love that. Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's elder siblings?
Bart and Lisa.
And finally, John Cena wrestled his final match on Saturday, losing to Gunther. Fans were not happy, but it's a tradition in wrestling to lose on your way out. Who does Cena play in the DC universe?
Oh, gosh. I know this one. I can't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Okay. Hi, Tammy.
So, Mary, what's happening with you today?
I just picked up my grandkids, and we're on our way to school, so we stopped in the parking lot to call, and we got through.
Well, we love that. How many grandkids you got in the car with you?
Right now, two.
Beautiful. Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Watch your mouth.
Tell them hello and Merry Christmas from us.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Merry Christmas.
Love it. That's what it's all about. Mary today and the grandkids did 3 out of 5.
Okay,
not bad.
Nice job.
Timmy Morgan Wallen says his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In Elf, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
He's in the North Pole with Santa.
Of course, the North Pole. Well, with his elf father, he, you know, works for Santa. It's 1-1. Indiana's Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday. What sport gives out the Heisman Trophy?
College football.
College football is right. Mary knew that. 2-2. Vogue's Best Dressed of 2025 list includes Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Timothy Chalamet, and Pope Leo. What U.S. city is Pope Leo from?
Chicago.
Yeah, he is. He's a Bears fan. You know that. Go Bears. First place. But back to Pope Leo being best dressed. No disrespect to the Holy Father. I've never seen him anything but a robe.
Yeah.
Whatever they're in.
I don't know. Maybe they're always pressed and sharp. I
mean,
don't know.
Best pointy hat. Yeah, for sure. But best dressed? 3-2, Tammy. Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's elder siblings?
Yes, Bart and Lisa.
Bart and Lisa. Mary knew that. It's now 4-3, Tammy. And John Cena wrestled his final match on Saturday, losing to Gunther. Fans were not happy, but it's a tradition in wrestling to lose on your way out. Did you see the picture, the close-up picture they had of him in a headlock right before he tapped out?
Yeah.
Huge grin on his face. I mean,
what a career.
What an absolute career, man. It's still going strong, because who does Cena play in the DC universe?
Oh, my God.
He plays Peacemaker.
That's it.
And if not for you, Tammy, maybe not your thing, but you got to have your husband watch Peacemaker on Max. He not only is he so good, it's so good.
Okay, will do.
Super violent, though. Just be aware of that. Mary, today, Tam beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
Mary, you are going to see Guns N' Roses and the Black Crowes September 2nd at Snapdragon Stadium.
Gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
I love this.
Were you clapping? Is that what that...
Yeah, with my feet on the bottom of my car.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Mary is stoked to go to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. I love it.
Oh, yes.
Mary, have a wonderful Christmas, you and your family. Before you leave, unfortunately, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Marian Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It wouldn't be Christmas without Christmas mishaps. 833-287-1037. Something's always got to go wrong, right?
I was just recently cleaning out and reorganizing my closet, and I came across a bag that had this box in it, and it was a Christmas present for my husband from several years ago that I forgot about. Well, I'm in my closet and I moved some shirts aside and I see a bag in the closet. And if you look at the box on top, there's a box in there. What is all that on top?
Very cool. That's dust.
A ton of dust. Because this was supposed to be one of your Christmas presents and I forgot about it.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to me. Let me see it. Oh, man, look at that. That is a whiskey decanter and a couple of rock glasses.
What a nice treat. Question.
Yes.
Why didn't you just save it for Christmas?
I don't know. I guess because I looked at it and went, oh, my God, I can't believe I had it this long.
Well, also the question, the answer is you're incapable of holding onto a present or a surprise. Second
Except
question.
Except for that one.
Right. Only when you forget. Second question. At any time during, obviously not 2 years ago or whenever it happened, never crossed your mind on Christmas Day that, oh, I forgot Kurt's whiskey decanter and glasses. Really?
I guess I had other gifts. I just totally forgot about it.
Well, nice treat. I still don't understand why you didn't wait 1 week and give it to him on Christmas Day.
I know. 833-287-1037.
You could have even been like... It's been a banter year for you, Kurt. You could have really laid it on.
I could have, but I guess I was just so shocked that I forgot about it. And that shows that, man, did my closet really need to be cleaned out?
Or...
833-287-1037. Sherry, what was a memorable Christmas mishap for you?
Yes, I have little children. And I had bought a bunch of, you know, the electronic gifts, and all they wanted, my daughter, all she wanted was this light up makeup, you know, plastic makeup stand.
Oh, my God. I so know exactly what you're talking about. I remember putting one of those together. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, with the lights that light up.
Yeah, yeah. Little vanity.
Not late. So Santa brought it, and he brought some other electronic things, and Santa forgot the batteries.
Oh.
Everything. So there was no batteries in the entire house, no store opened, nothing, and nobody could play with their toys for the entire day.
That's really...
Oh, poor Santa. You know
That's really unlike Santa.
I know. Well, you know what? They probably flew out of the bag when he was landing on the roof.
That's what I said. I said, I cannot believe it. I mean, it was just... That's exactly what we said. I said, I bet it fell out of the bag. But imagine all these kids sitting around all day just looking at their toys.
Annie, that's a great story. Annie, how long did it take for Santa to discover his mishap and bring those batteries to you?
Well, actually, we wrote Santa a little letter that day and said, don't worry about it. We'll go to the store the next day. And we went the next day and got batteries.
I bet you Santa was very thankful you covered his back for him.
Absolutely. And from now on, Costco is our best friend for batteries, and the house will never be without batteries.
There you go.
Well, we've all learned something from that, haven't we?
Right.
All right, Merry Christmas to you. Take care.
All
great
right,
story.
Bye-bye.
It's like buying a bike with no tires.
It's exactly like that. Great. I can just...
Let me just look at it. Thanks, Santa. 833-287-1037. A Christmas mishap. We always have them, unless you're in a Hallmark movie.
Then the mishaps turn into something magnificent.
God help me, my girlfriend Sam is in love with those Hallmark movies. Every stinking one of them. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So I got a wine bottle size wine glass. And I don't even drink wine, so I wasn't sure what to do with it. My whole family is a bunch of winos, but I just don't drink wine.
You got two options there. You say, "Oh, thank you. I'll really cherish this." Or, what my family would have done? What am I going to do with this?
You want me to do what? That's a mishap.
That's going to help me not at all. But yeah, Merry Christmas back at you.
833-287-1037. We all have them. Christmas mishaps, Christmas fails.
You know, my dad had, in fact, I'm not sure he's even my dad's fault, but we had one of the biggest mishaps ever in our Christmas house when I was a kid.
All right.
My dad bought my mom this beautiful bracelet. And I was a kid, but I could even tell, like, this was not some knockoff bracelet. This is a bracelet that cost my father a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He no doubt had to work very hard to get that bracelet. It was one of those big productions. Gather, family. Yes. Mom's opening up her present.
Yes.
And it was one of those, Johnny! And then, aww, you know, mom and dad are alone for a while. And then they, so anyway...
alone for a while.
We're cleaning up Christmas stuff.
You go clean up the Christmas stuff. Well, mom and dad got to talk.
That's what we're doing. Can't find the bracelet.
Oh, no.
Never, ever to this day did that bracelet get recovered. And the thought process was, Mom, while they were hugging, the bracelet fell off her hand into the pile of wrapping paper.
Oh,
and we
no.
threw that baby into the fire, and that thing was maybe a minute old.
Oh.
That's the thought process, at least. Or else, somewhere deep in the fibers of a carpet at 736 Hightower Way in Webster, New York, there's a diamond bracelet from my dad to my mom.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys go through the fireplace ashes?
What do you think my dad? My dad made me climb the chimney.
Oh, yeah.
I look like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
It couldn't have gone in the fireplace then because, oh, my God, stop it. Because you would have...
You know what? You're right.
And the diamonds aren't going to melt.
You know what? Your logic is perfectly, and it's really helpful now in 2025.
Well, I'm just saying let's burn it up.
Let's get a DeLorean. We'll rev it to 85. We'll go back in time to 736 Hightower Way, and we'll search that fireplace.
Okay, all I'm saying is that you didn't burn it up. That's a positive.
What I'm saying is that bracelet... Well, in that case, there's even more of a mystery. Where did it go? Disappeared. My mom never got that bracelet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know how the stories we hear about people when they buy a house and they find something that the previous owner, well, someone maybe went, oh, can you believe our luck?
You know, every once in a while when I'm back in the old neighborhood, I'll take my kids to see the house in the basketball pole that my dad and I put up, and he still has my initials in the cement.
Aww.
I should knock on the
door.
And
your mom's bracelet in the carpet.
I should knock on the door and say, hey, mind if I... If I dig through carpet that's probably been torn out since 1985 from my mom's bracelet. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.